This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With the potential for flash floods in parts of the state, it is important to keep some simple steps in mind. During a flood, water levels and the rate at which the water is flowing can quickly change. You should remain aware and monitor local radio and television. Get to higher ground. That does mean get out of the area subject to flooding. Do not drive into water, as it does only take 6 inches of water to knock you off your feet if you're walking, and stay informed by monitoring local radar, television, weather radio, internet, and social media for updates. You can learn more at weather.gov/flood. Thursday, April 16th at 12 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library, that is tomorrow, there's a homeschool and virtual learning event. This is a SUPA event with the creator of Dogman. And in this special story voice show, Dave Pilkey, the creator of Dogman, will treat students to a live drawing session and a read aloud. He'll also answer questions with guest host Lauren Tarshis. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, April 16th at 12 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night, with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. Five Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a Western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least 2 of 4 swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. The Crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little fog out there this morning. Once that goes away, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 66 this afternoon. Tonight, a little scattered rain, otherwise partly cloudy. It will drop to 40 for a low. Tomorrow, a few showers in the morning, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.